Now, Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Center is an organization that defends many cases where Christians have found themselves in trouble with the law for holding biblical Christian views. Now, I spoke to Libby Powell a few months ago about the work of Christian Concern and some of the legal cases that they have dealt with.
Libby, tell us about Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Center.
Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Center have been around for almost 10 years now, set up really as a response to the situation we see today in the United Kingdom, which is that we have moved away from the Judeo-Christian roots of our freedoms. We have seen increasing pressure for Christians to have their faith marginalised. We have seen governments bringing in laws which have crossed the truth lines which the Bible talks about. And in the last 10 years or so, this has really sped up, so that we've had many policy changes, many law changes, and as a consequence of that, many cases where Christian freedoms have been under threat. And this isn't just a problem for Christians, this is a problem for society as a whole. So Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre are our response, under God's headship, to speak the truth of Jesus Christ back into the nation.
Okay. And your role here at Christian Concern and the Christian Legal Centre?
I work at the Christian Legal Centre. I'm a caseworker. I'm also a qualified solicitor. My role is to manage the cases, primarily to work with people who come to us as potential clients, to work out what their case is, how we can help them, and then to carry them through that process. So I work alongside other solicitors and barristers, and Christian Concern as well, so that we can publicise the case. So I've dealt with cases starting from the Magistrates Court, going all the way through the domestic system in the United Kingdom, right up to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg, where we took cases 2 years ago. And the importance of going all that way is because we couldn't get the justice we sought in the United Kingdom. We had to take the cases to Europe to have Christian freedoms recognised.
And talk about some of the cases that you've dealt with recently.
Well, we're always very busy at Christian Legal Centre, but a few cases stick out, which have been in the press recently, so people may recognise them. The case of Victoria Wastany. Victoria was disciplined for sharing her Christian faith very lovingly with a Muslim colleague, while this Muslim colleague worked with her. She was found guilty, as it were, of talking about her faith with the Muslim colleague, of offering her a book which was about a Muslim person's conversion to Jesus Christ, and of inviting her to church events and of praying for her. The extraordinary thing was that the NHS said that that was not allowed, that it was offensive, and it actually constituted harassment. The facts were, though, that this Muslim colleague had sought out Victoria as a source of help and comfort in times of distress, had consented to being prayed for, had not said, "I don't want to read Christian books." To all intents and purposes, it looked as though she was quite happy with Victoria's interaction. But for doing that, Victoria was punished. Victoria took her case to the Employment Tribunal in January, and there she argued that, in fact, she was the one who had been harassed because of her Christian faith. All she sought to do was to befriend and support a Muslim colleague by sharing, when it was appropriate, her faith with her. Another case that we've dealt with is the case of Michael Overt, who is a street preacher in Taunton. Mr. Overt has been preaching in Taunton for 5.5 years. He talks about the love of Christ for sinners, and he talks about sin, and he quotes the Bible about sin, and this has got him into trouble, most recently for quoting a verse from Leviticus chapter 20, when he was asked by a homosexual man what the Bible said about homosexuality. For doing so, he was found guilty of a public order offence. The magistrates handed down their decision on the 20th of March, I believe, sometime around then, and Mr. Overt was found guilty simply for talking about what the Bible says about homosexuality. And this was a very concerning judgment, because in effect the judge is saying there are certain parts of the Bible which are just too offensive for public hearing, as it were. So we continue to stand with Mike Overt, and we will be appealing the decision. So there is hostility, and the issue of homosexuality is one that we deal with on a regular basis. Obviously, we know what the Bible says about it, and as Christians we lovingly have to explain it if we're asked. A recent case which dealt with that issue was that of Sarah Mabui. She was a nursery nurse at a nursery in West London. She was approached by a colleague who was a lesbian and asked about the Christian attitude to homosexuality. And Sarah simply explained what the Bible said. And not only that, but said that God loves everybody. Everyone's a sinner. We all sin in different ways, but God loves us. For that, she was sacked, which was quite extraordinary. She was found to have harassed the colleague that she spoke to. Bear in mind, she was answering a question. And she was found to have breached equality opportunities. And not only that, when she was investigated, her colleagues asked her, what would you do if we asked you to promote same-sex parenting, same-sex marriage to the children in your care? Bear in mind, the children she was looking after were between 6 and 18 months old. She said, I wouldn't do that. And for that, they said that they couldn't trust her to continue to work with them if she wasn't prepared to promote different kinds of families. So we wait for the decision of the employment tribunal in that case. But increasingly we're seeing that where there is a clash of rights between Christians expressing what the Bible says and, for example, a homosexual person wanting to live out their lifestyle, the courts often, in fact in all the cases we've dealt with, have favoured the right to express a lifestyle over and above the right to express a conscientious biblical position on homosexuality. Another recent case we're dealing with is that of Aisling Hubert, who is a pro-life campaigner. She sought to bring to justice doctors who were prepared to offer abortions on the grounds of gender. This was actually investigated by the Daily Telegraph 2 years ago, and the Daily Telegraph released footage which clearly showed the law being broken in that the doctors were prepared to offer abortions on the grounds of the baby's gender. This was an undercover operation, but what it served to show was that rules are being broken and the law is not being respected, obeyed by the very people who we trust with our healthcare. Initially, the CPS decided that they would not prosecute the doctors because even though there was adequate evidence, it was not in the public interest to do so, which in itself is an extraordinary decision. Because of that, Aisling Hubert, the pro-life lady who was so concerned and remains concerned about these babies, decided to take a private prosecution against the doctors, and she was successful in doing so to a point. And then the CPS recently decided to take over the case again and to drop it. So the case has now ended because the CPS have decided once again that even though there might be evidence that these doctors were prepared to break the law and to offer abortion on the grounds of gender, that the girls were baby girls, they have dropped the case and said it's not in the public interest. And extraordinarily, Miss Hubert has been taken back to court to ask for costs that she must pay to the doctors' lawyers for them defending their case.
And that was Libby Powell, a solicitor and caseworker at Christian Concerns Christian Legal Centre, talking to me there. And you can find out more about the various legal cases discussed in this interview by obtaining the Magna Carta Unraveled book.